Mitzvah Shir Sunday night, or actually in the summer, or it's Chaf Aleph Sivan already. Chaf Aleph Sivan. Time flies. Chaf Aleph Sivan. Wow. If the Sivan comes Tammuz, if the Tammuz is Av. Shan Chanukah.
Skipped right over Sukkot.
So we're going to start from Perek Yud Aleph. Mashkosu Marit Raya L'Dvarov. Shmaitza Gimel Perek Yud Aleph. We're in the middle of a long inyan about Chazok Asuya L'Shtanos or not. And the Marit says it's not a Chazok. The Shmaitza is arguing, and right now he's deflecting all the rayas of the Marit. Umashikosu Marit, we start Perek Yud Aleph and Shmaitza Gimel. Umashikosu Marit Raya L'Dvarov. We heard the Ish and Amenes Lisper Zion Nikiyim. The Chsiv is Sofra Law. Now, this is really talking about a Zava. We'll be calling her Anida, but it's really a Zava. Now, we're talking about a Zava actually on a Deraisa level. Actually, we could do well to call her Anida as well, because our Nidos count Zion Nikiyim also. Even though with Deraisa, Anida doesn't need Zion Nikiyim. But gets very complicated, the different kinds of Nida, Zava, Zava Ktana, Zava Gdola.
Right, but Anita...
What? I don't have it. I never got it back after last Sunday.
But Anita is based on like a monthly cycle. A Zava...
Zava is
really,
out of whack.
So I'm not
it
sure
has
if
different
you can dinam. Apply Kazakalistanas against that.
Well, we'll see. We're talking about a woman saw dam, and she's a zava, and now she's nemon. She counts, and she's nemon to say that she's counted shiva nekiyim. She's also nemon to say she went to the mikvah. So now the marit brings a raya. How is she believed for anything? She's certainly becheskas. We're starting Perek Yud Aleph. She's certainly becheskas tmeya. We know she's tamei, and she's telling us she underwent the process. This is not a question of chazaka. The way we've been talking about chazaka till now, of chazaka as a way of dealing with tzveikas. Now we're talking about chazaka as is an ein echad, is one witness believed when he's going against the chazaka. But there's no reason to think it's different. It's the same koach of chazaka. So whatever is a chazaka is a chazaka. A chazaka is a chazaka is a chazaka. So, l'chora, there's no reason to think that if something is, let's say according to the Marit, if something is not a chazaka, the Marit's point is if something is a chazaka, vis-a-vis it being something you could use, b'moka m'safek, so if chazaka asuya l'shtanos is a chazaka regarding that manifestation of the koach of chazaka, so it should also be a chazaka legabe the manifestation of an eid echad, that one witness is not believed against the chazaka when he bumps up against the chazaka. So the question is, most Rishonim end up the sugya and yavamah saying that an eid echad, one witness, is not ne'eman, is not believed against the chazaka when he bumps up against the chazaka. But what? It's chazak yisura is a fancy word for chazaka. Okay. There's a chesko system. So the question is, but the source, you know, the quintessential case of an eid echad, we learn it out from, which is the nida, the zava, Shia Lechora is going against the chesko stumma when she says she's tohar. So how could that be? The Echina Menes given the Yoschazak Yisura. That's the Marit's question. Al Karchach, it must be Kivan Sheyodin Shalabasov Yishlamu Yimei Tumasa. That is the best Chazok Asuya Lishtanos. We know she's not going to see Dam for the rest of her life. It's going to come to an end. So it's not cool. So it's not a Chazoka. Chazok Asuya Lishtanos is not a Chazoka. Now actually, there's two Chazokas at play here. Not two chazakas, there's two forces at play. And the Shmaitzer will deal with that in in answering the Marid's Raya that the Marid doesn't have a Raya. Because the Chazaka that's Asuya Lishtanos is in regard to having Shivanakiyam and seeing Dam. It's not the Cheskos Tumah. The Cheskos Tumah, she would have to go to the mikvah. She would have to be proactive to lose her Tumah. That would stay forever, theoretically. Even if a woman never sees Dam the rest of her life, but if she's not proactive, meaning she doesn't go to the mikvah, she stays Tomei. So the Cheskos Tumah is not really Asuya Lehishtanos on its own. It needs an action on her part to go to the mikvah. What's Asuya Lehishtanos is the Chazaka that she's seeing Dam, and we know she's going to stop seeing Dam. So that's where the Shmaitz is going to speak out that, you know, when he explains why the Marit has no Raya. Meanwhile, the Marit doesn't get into that nitty gritty, and he just says that a Zava, Nida, is a Chazok Asuya Lishtanos, because she's not going to see Dam forever, and therefore we could talk about an Eid Echad being Nemon, and it's not against the Chazokah. Because the Chazokah that it's against is a Chazok Asuya Lishtanos, which doesn't rate as a Chazokah. That's the Marit. Omnom, says the Shmaitzer, but I want you to know something. You know, the Marit's a wonderful fellow and everything, but this is not his question. Toysus asks the question. Toysus is on the Omud with the Gemara. I don't know if it was. Before the printing press, maybe it wasn't. Maybe they printed a separate sefer called Toysus. I don't know. They were learned from parchment. I don't know where they learned from. Who said Toysus? I take it back. But Akabonim, the Toysus were well known. Right? There was Rashi and Toysus. It was a well known parish. So, Omnam for Hikshu Toysus Kushya Zubereish Gittin. If the Marit didn't know Toysus, then he had no business being the Marit. So the Shmaitzer says it's really a Toysus. And they answer the question. Everybody relax and calm down. What is the Marit getting all excited about? Toysus asks the Kasha, and he answers it. Indeed, how do you know? The Gemara makes an assumption that Eidechon Nemen Bisurin and plays with it and toys with it and extrapolates from it and learns from it and brings proofs from it. And Toysus asks, now wait a second. Everybody stop and ask themselves, how do you know Eidechon Nemen Bisurin? There has to be a source for such a thing. We know Eidus is too. So why should Eidechon Nemen Bisurin? What's the source? V'yeshloi, Mar Toysus says, the Alfinan Minida, the Darshinan Soiperik HaMadr, V'sofra Lo La'atzma, her count needs no supervision. She says she's clean. You believe her? So that's Eidechon Nemen Bisurin.
The Torah source is on the count.
What?
The
pasuk that the Rishonim bring down is on the counting. The point was brought up last week, an excellent point, about her Negius. She's like the Balas Dover. So there is an Arichus in Reb Elchanan and Reb Shimon that Issa Veheter, a person is said to be uninvolved. As strange as it seems to us, so we explained the psychology of it last week. When it's money, I'm fighting you. And it's dog eat dog. And if I win, you lose. And if I lose, you win. It's win, lose, lose, win. There's no win-win by money. I mean, there is really, because if you get your money, I'm not over Gezel. So that's really a win-win. But people don't look at it that way. Psychologically, they're fighting. Well, that's what we're talking about. Why is there Shochet? Isurim, even if the Rav paskins that you can't buy flesh chicken, which this Rav never paskins, you can't buy flesh chicken. I say you can't. And then you lose a lot of money because it's very cheap in the stores. They're making a big sale. Everybody wants to buy it. So, or the Rav paskins that you have to throw out that chicken soup with the 7 pieces of chicken in it that you stayed overnight on the counter. And you lost all your suppers for that week. So you do it, and you're not angry at the Rav. I mean, you're angry at the Rav, but for other reasons. You're not angry at the Rav. It's not seen as personal. It's a psychological thing. Issa v'heter, a Jew understands, is between him and Hashem. for some reason, for better or for worse, maybe it's a good thing, maybe it's not a good thing, it has its milas, it has its chesroinus. Momen, we don't think it's us and Hashem. We think it's me and you, and it's doggy dog, and everybody wants to come out on top. That's why momenis, you are called the nogeya bedavar, because it kills you if you lose $10, but you'll go spend $100 on an esrog, let's say, without blinking, meaning you don't look at it that you lost $100, right? You did it, or if the rav says something's treif, and you can't kasha the china, the bone china, you can't kasha. I can't help it. You know, you can't kasha it. So you take it with a smile. You know, in Muncie, when they said everybody has to kasha all their pots and pans, going back 2 years, everybody lined, and there was a lot of stuff you couldn't kasha. And people threw it out with a smile. It's very nice of Klal Yisrael. The shaila is, if someone would figure out the trick of how to have that work, my moment is, because in Besdin they're killing each other. They're fighting tooth and nail. They can't have the other person win. It's a phenomenon. The phenomenon has... I'm talking too much. No, phenomenon has its roots in Lomdus. Has its roots in Lomdus. Because there's a famous, we said this last week, there's a famous question, why would Sofik Momen be Lakula? Why don't you say Sofik Yisura Lachumer at Sofik Lo Sigzo? You would like such a question. And the answer is that the Lo Sigzo, which is between you and Hashem, is second. First, you clear away the debris of the Momen. In other words, first you see, in the world of Momenus, who owes who money. And then it's Lo Sigzol if you don't follow Shlav 1. So they're fighting in Shlav 1. There is a Shlav 1. There's been other Machaveiro, been other Mamokom. It's Taka between me and you. It's Taka not originally between me and Hashem. What's between me and Hashem is after the between me and you gets settled. And that's the answer to the famous question, that the Lo Sigzol only starts after the between me and you has ended.
But aren't you supposed to also look at a Beis Din as a Shlich of Hashem to decide it? So why don't you look at it that way, and then it's
a very good question, but it's not a Shlich of Hashem to deal with the Lo Sigzol. It's a Shlich of Hashem to deal with the money argument. They're called Elohim. They're called Shluch Hashem, but not because you're dealing with Lo Sigzol, but because Hashem cares about, like, the Bein Odom Lachaveiro, we'll call it. But that's the answer to the famous question. That very, I think it's fascinating. No one else does, you know, but no, that is why, that explains the psychology. In other words, the Torah set it up that the first stage is almost, pardon the expression, devoid of Hashem. We're not talking Lo Sigzol, we're not talking Isurim, we're talking me and you are in a ring slugging it out. So I want to win, that's human nature. Then we're very frum. So no, we're unfortunately I've been on a Besdin and it's very bad. It's very bad. If people would look at it like they're coming to the Rav with a piece of chicken or with a pot, then it would lose its rancor. But the truth is, it's not like that. You know, you could tell them it is, and hopefully, I don't know if they're affected by the Lomdus, they don't know the Lomdus, but maybe the vibes are that, you know, the whole Chesh Mishpat, it's not Orach Chaim, it's not Yerideyim. It's not. So that why it's very, it's fascinating. Nachamon. That's why I think it's psychologically. By Isurim, you don't feel like a baldover. You don't feel like it's about you. It could easily be about the whole Klal Yisrael. Is this piece of meat usher to eat or not? It gets really strange, maybe we'll call it. If you talk about Anida, and if she's mutter to her husband, and you say also, like, as if, But you have to say that. You see, she's not no gay Abadover.
But Mamon is really, and maybe I'm just very naive, I don't know, but Mamon is the same thing. This Mamon, after the basin decides, is also to me.
It is. After the basin decides, it is. We're talking, can you be part of the basin decision? So you can't, because you're no gay Abadover. But by Nida, she can be part of the decision-making process. She's Eirecho Nemon B'Yisurin, even though she's obviously no Geya, she's Mutter L'Bailo on that, but Balabatish Geret, she's no Geya, but not halachically, not legally, not technically. And that must have its roots, like it's almost like Maral, like a piece of Maral. It has its roots in a very deep place. The reason it's almost like this is not conscious thought on her part. It's very deep rooted in a Jew's psyche. That's what that's what I'm talking about. In other words, the reality is that she's not a baldover. Issa Veheta, you're not a baldover. What do you mean not a baldover? Am I mutter l'bailo or not? Like, yeah, it's relevant to you, just like the piece of meat is relevant to you if the Rav paskens it's kosher to eat or treif to eat. But you're not called a baldover.
That's on every case of
Mitzvah. Yeah, every case of Mitzvah, an Eidecha. Now, if it's. Now, here's where it gets interesting. So, what do you need a Heksha for? Because when it's no gay, I'm money. Not throwing out the piece of meat that the Rav said is not kosher. But this is your life. This is where you're living. This is where you make your living. You make your living selling things. Then we don't trust you so fast.
And he doesn't say a man died and then married a wife.
If not, it's Xerah Drabonah. There is a Din Lo Yisah Asishto. But that's because of laws. That's because the people, the blogs, are going to talk. No, really, it's because of laws. Because people are going to talk Lashon Hara. And they're going to say, oh, he lied, he wanted to marry her. It's definitely the Drabonah. Okay, but it's very deep. I think it's very deep. Because it's all... Nobody thinks this way. It's not like a conscious... It's deep. Like, you're really not no geya. You're really not a baldover. This is something... It's a suvahetta. You're not... I don't know if Rabbi Chanan... I see it as something that really gets to the very roots of the difference between Isurin and Mamonis and the whole Torah.
See that Mamon people are psychotic.
Yeah. That's
some nice guys and they just come to money all of a sudden.
Yeah. The truth is, okay, not Nida, but when it comes to other Ebenezer, they're fighting, it's like Mamonis. They're fighting about a get or about custody or child support or these things. That's money. Or even if they have to get a get. So the interpersonal relationship between man and wife does have the psychology of mammon. And you don't believe them and they have to bring proof and witnesses. But that's not neither. Neither is like an isser. Like that's what they're living b'shalom.
There's no winning and losing neither.
Yeah, it's like also, it's like, I found out the meat in the freezer is treif, so no one's going to say, I don't care, serve it to me for supper anyway. So she says, I'm an eater, so that's like the meat in the freezer became treif, that's all. Or was found to be treif. Okay, enough psychology. I'm on a roll from Shabbos. So Vim Toymar, now Tois himself asks the question, Im kein afilu is chazak yisura, right? That's Mamash Tosis' question. The Maritz question is a Tosis. V'yesh loymar ve'ena b'cheska sh'teheroya kol shah. She's saying she didn't see dam for 7 days. U'ksha'ovru shiva tahora memela v'lo yis chazak yisura. Gam biyodo litvo. So Tosis is saying two things here. Because you're dealing with two things. You're dealing her saying that she hasn't seen Dom for 7 days. and you're dealing with her going to the mikveh, because she has to go to the mikveh, or else she'll never become tor.
Why she's not in the chazaka, she's not going to see kosha.
So Taisa says, so the question is, the Marid sees in the first half that it's a chazaka asuya lishtanos. The Shmaitzer points to Taisus and obviously understands it a different way. Not that it's chazaka asuya lishtanos, but that it's something called she'ena b'cheska she'tei roya kol shor. It's like, what does that mean? It means, I think, this is more than just chazaka asuya lishtanos. There's no such chaz. We know that she's not this chazik. I think the pshat is, it's not like we know it's going to change. Like, it's set up to like the whole. At the bottom, he says, I don't know if you need to say what he says, but maybe yeah. He says every day is also a change. When she sees Dam on Monday, and she sees Dam again Tuesday, the seeing Dam on Tuesday is not the same seeing Dam on Monday. It's a different Re'iya. It's a different, she stopped seeing Dam in the middle, and then she saw again the next day. So that's also a change. That's a different Re'iya. But every day is a new thing. It's not a hemshech of seeing. She's not shofa'as Dam. She's not like shofa'as Dam means she, without let up, the Dam's coming out. Nobody's like that. I mean, you could have in unusual circumstances, but the norm is that she's not shofa'as Dam, but that she has a Ria, and then the next day she has a Ria. So those two Rias are also different.
So we asked before, why not every hour, every 6 hours, every 8 hours? Why is the day is the
you see, the Torah was koveya of the day, because the Torah said if she sees Dam 2 days in a row, she's a Zavaktana. If she sees Dam 3 days in a row, she's a Zava Gadola.
So you see, there is a connection to it.
Hello? Yeah.
Only because of the independence of each day that they were consecutive, but not that it's the
I'll daven my of 10:15. I'll call you quarter to 9.
They connect by their consecutive system. That's it.
Zava Gadola, you see the
Torah. You see, the Torah was Toilet in Yamin. If she sees Dam 20 times in one day, she doesn't become a Zava. And if she sees once on three consecutive days, she becomes a Zava Gadola. The Torah said so.
But each day is a new day, we're saying.
Right. That's exactly the point. So the Zava is not Machmas Ischazik. She's not Ischazik to see. Every day seeing is a new thing. So there's no Ischazik. That's how the Shmaitzer's understanding places. The seeing, she's not as chazak to see Dam every day. Every day is a different. Chazaka means no change.
But we only sort of say this by Nida. We could take that.
You know, I don't know if I want to go with the guy in the bottom. I want to say a different shot. Chazaka Suyel Shtanos is. Here, what is Taisa saying? We know for sure she's not going to keep seeing Dam. You know, the idea of Chazaka here is absurd. Because, I mean, I don't know about Cheskas Katana, that would be a problem, because we know she's not going to stay a Katana her whole life either. Okay, but she's still Buchsuk to be a Katana until we know for sure she's a Gedola. When we know for sure she's a Gedola, then obviously Cheskas Katana doesn't help you. So I think here Tosis is saying, we know for sure she's not going to keep seeing Dam. It's not possible. So, and the Mele, it's not Shayach for there to be it's not called Ischazik to see Dam. It's Chazaka Asuya Lishtanos, I think, maybe might not change, or you don't know when it's going to change, or I don't know. Here,
you know, it will change, just not when.
Well, here also maybe, that's not good enough. Here also you don't know when. You know she's not going to keep seeing Dam. You can't talk about a chazaka to see Dam. You know she's not going to always see Dam. Wait, but then the katana is not so good. So katana should be the same thing. Katana is also, she's certainly going to be a gadola.
He brings down the Rosh Chodesh often right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. The difference might be that it's cyclic. You know, yeah, she's going to stop seeing Dom, and then later she'll start again, and then stop again. It's part of an ongoing cycle. Katana becomes a gadola, and that's it.
When she says she was clean for 7 days, it's a cycle. Even Ketanos, it's a chazaka, but it's a suyum ishtanos. This is cyclical. You can't talk about chazaka when something's cyclical. Okay, that's what I'm deciding.
By Nida, but not necessarily by Zava.
Why? It's also cyclical.
Zava isn't cyclical.
So that's even worse. She's for sure going to stop. She's less likely. The seeing Dam there is an anomaly. So she's for sure going to stop seeing Dam. Because the Pshat and Zava is that it's not the regular period. So that's even worse, so to speak.
How's that different than Ma'arid then? The end of the day, how's that different?
He's saying it's not Chazok Asuya Lishtanos. Every other case of the Ma'arid is Chazok Asuya Lishtanos. He's saying Nida is much worse than Chazok Asuya Lishtanos. It's not so clear what Tosis is saying or how the Shmaitz is learning in Tosis. I'm suggesting he means, as we're talking here, something cyclical can't have a chazaka. It's like he's going to say later. I mean, I learned later. We're not going to get to that today. It's like the mikveh that leaks, that we know is leaking. So we know it's always changing. So there's no chazaka that it's mole. We know that it's leaking and it's going to get to below 40 saw. It's leaking. The ketanos is not leaking out of you. As you go to godless, the ketanos is not leaking. You're a ketana, 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 and at some point you're a god. So we want to know when it happens, we say you're becheskes ketana. But the dam of Anida, the dam, or talk of the mikveh, is like it's leaking. It's a cycle. Something cyclical can't be. You can't talk about chazaka. Cyclical, that's all. That's what Tosis means. That's what Shmaitz is learning in Tosis. That's much, much deeper than Chazok Asuya Lishtanos. Chazok Asuya Lishtanos is a chazaka with a status quo matziv, no change until you know there was change. But it's Asuya Lishtanos, you know for sure there's going to come a point in time when it's going to change. So do you apply chazaka to say it's as late? Late? Well, you don't apply chazaka. That's what Machlekes Ma'arit and Shmaitz are. But if something's cyclical, on off, you can't talk about chazaka b'chlal.
Regular chazaka is stronger than Eid Echad?
Yeah.
Not a chazaka suyo is regular chazaka. I understand the svarin.
It's not stronger than Eid Echad. That's not the right way to, I mean, I don't think that's the right way to say it. An Eid Echad is not nemun against the chazaka. When an Eid Echad, what?
Right. Chazaka is just status quo, it's a din. It's not being Mavara. He's being Mavara. What's the Mitzvah's
fault? An Eid Echad is not Nehmet Nehmet Chazaka. That's the assumption of all the Rishonim and Yevamos. An Eid Echad Nehmet Bisurin, not when it's against the Cheska system.
Is there a Svara or is that just like example?
I don't think it's. I'm not acquainted with the Svara. In fact, it's a Machlokas if that's the Maskon of the Gemara or not. But normative halacha and most Rishonim say that's the maskana, that Eid Echad is not Neman against Chazaka. If you learn the Gemara in Yevamos, the beginning of the 10th Perek, the Gemara makes an assumption that he's not Neman against the Chazaka. But the question is there's only that man the Yomar, and is that the maskana of the Gemara also, etc., etc., etc.
Seems very counterintuitive to how we're learning out what Chazaka is and what
Eid Echad
is.
I hear what you're saying. Remember, Eid Echad is not two Eid. Eid Echad Nehmet Bitzurin is a force, but it's not an irresistible force.
Is an Eid Echad a Birur?
It's a.
The Chazaka comes before the Eid Echad. Not a subject.
The Torah, I don't think, should matter.
What do you mean, is it a
Birur? It's come before it loses.
What do you mean, is it a Birur? It's not absolute Birur, like a bottle of vodka. It's not as them as two Eid them.
It comes after his Mavara.
No, not the equivalent of two Eid.
So why do we go by it?
He's saying what happened.
He's learned out from Apostle. He's learned out. He's definitely not really sure. I don't know what you mean. It might be a beer, but not 100% like Adim. It might be a 50% beer. A beer also has Madrigos. A beer has Madrigos.
So maybe it's not first. Maybe a Roman Chazak at the same time.
Probably. I like what he said. It's not a question of Chazakah being better. They're not in the an Eid Echad is originally not Nemon against the Chazakah. When he comes into when he walks into the situation, which has already a Chazakah, he can't talk. He's not Nemon.
No suffering.
Eid Echad is not Nemon against the Chazakah. It's not like you're thinking you have a suffix. Like when you have Ruba b'chazaka, Ruba adif. So you say you have a suffix, and the rove says one way, and the chazaka says the other way, and they're slugging it out, then you want to know who wins. Eid Echad not being Nemon against the chazaka means he's walking into a chazaka situation, and he wants to say the chazaka changed. There was change here. You think there's a status quo matzav, and I'm telling you there was change. He's not Nemon. He's not Nemon to say there was change.
Bye.
Okay, I'll see you. What?